It's always an honor to have you here with us, beloved. You're welcome to yet another life-changing sermon from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Reverend Sydney is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled Principles of the First, and this is part one. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to quickly open your Bibles, the book of Exodus. Let's do this then. Believe God for grace. Amen. Hallelujah. I prepared a message, but the Lord changed it. Amen. He said, son, I want you to preach this because this is the year where people will touch financial grace. Listen. It will shock you. Some of you, your finances will quadruple this year. Amen. It might look like you have, things have been in a bit of a way last year. But this year, your finances will double. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As I prepare the message on how to access doors, the Lord said, hold on, son. I want you to teach your people because I'm about to blow their mind in 2024. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Say, the Lord is about to blow my mind. Your confession is your possession. Amen. Exodus chapter 13, verse 1 to 2. Consecrate to me all the firstborns, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, it is mine. And I take it again. Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, is mine. I want to speak to you on the principle of the first. The principle of the first. Somebody say the principle of the first. Hallelujah. In this passage, God says that consecrate to me all what? Firstborn. Please, I want you to speak to me. Amen. I want us to engage this morning because it's a long day. Amen. Consecrate to me all what? The firstborn. All what? Somebody say firstborn. Say firstborn. It says that whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, it is mine. So here God plainly declares that the firstborn is mine. Somebody say firstborn. Say firstborn. It says that the firstborn is what? Is mine. He's saying that the fact is that the firstborn belongs to me. So you find God declaring 16 times in scripture that the firstborn is his. For example, in Exodus 13, verse 12 to 13, he says that you shall set apart to the Lord all that open the womb, that is every firstborn that comes from an animal which you have. The males, it says that the males shall be the Lord. Both, it says, but every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. Somebody say a lamb. Say a lamb. I'm getting there. It says that you shall redeem what? With a lamb. And if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. And all the firstborn of man among your sons shall redeem. If you look at this scripture, it is vital to understand something about the principle of the firstborn. Somebody say principle. Oh, come on, touch somebody, high five gently, gently. And say principle. Oh, come on, say that again, principle. I want us to drum it till it sinks in our heart. Say principle. So it is very imperative that we understand here that the Lord is teaching us something about principle. And the principle he's teaching us is about the principle of the firstborn. So according to the Old Testament law, the firstborn was to be either sacrificed or redeemed. Somebody say sacrifice. Sacrifice or redeem. And there is no third option here. Every time one of your livestock is you know, give birth or delivers, the Lord says that the firstborn specifically, you have to sacrifice it to me. Somebody say sacrifice. It says that you have to sacrifice to me. And if it is unclean, then you have to redeem it with what? With a clean one. Am I communicating? But the Lord is saying that everything that comes from you that is first is mine. So I've seen some families that give birth and say, sometimes they name the children and say that, God, this is yours. Am I communicating? And Hannah understood the principle and said that, I give you my son to you. Somebody say firstborn. Say firstborn. So we have it in mind that the clean firstborn is very important. Not the one that is not clean. The clean what firstborn is very important and has to be sacrificed. And with this in mind, when we travel to the New Testament, we realize that John the Baptist meets Jesus on the banks of the Jordan River. And when he meets Jesus, John was baptizing. And whilst he was baptizing, he looks up and he sees Jesus walking. And whilst he sees Jesus walking, at that point, John cries out and he says that, behold, somebody say behold. He says that, behold the Lamb of God who takes what? Away the sin of the world. John chapter 1 verse 29. He said, behold, this is the Lamb what, of God, who takes what away the sin of what? Of the world. And this is an inspired declaration by John. I'm telling you. It's an inspired what? Declaration by John. Because here, at this particular time, John perfectly defines the role of Jesus. And in defining the role of Jesus, he's saying that Jesus is God's firstborn. Am I communicating? Am I teaching? Please follow me. It's a long day. Hallelujah. Jesus is what? Is God's what? Firstborn. And we would understand that even before he comes, God gives his firstborn to die for us. Even seeing beforehand that some will mock him, some will criticize him, some will curse him, he still gave out his firstborn. Somebody say principle. Say principle. So now we look back to the book of Exodus and we realize that God does not joke with firstborn. And the Bible makes us understand that he says that the firstborn animal would have to be clean. And not only clean, but it has to be what? Be sacrificed. Am I communicating? Some writers said that Jesus was God's tithe. Some writers said Jesus was God's tithe. Am I communicating? He gave what? His first to what? To you and I. Am I communicating? Do you see the principle here? So there is a symbolic parallel here, because Jesus was God's what? First was son. Jesus said that I and my father, we are one. He says, I pray to my father. Am I communicating? So we find out here that when we redeem our sacrifice to God, especially our first sacrifice, is very important, because God does not joke with the principle of the first. Somebody say principle of the first. Say principle of the first. So when he redeemed us by what? His sacrifice, he brought us back to God. And bringing us back to God literally means that he gave what? His first offering, or his first fruit offering to mankind. Why are you quiet? Hallelujah. Are you soaking it? Amen. I want to teach today. Amen. I don't want to prophesy or preach. Hallelujah. Somebody say principle. Say principle. So in effect, if you read Romans chapter 5 verse 8, it says that God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were what? Still sinners, Christ what? He died for us. Write it down. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. Christ what? He died what? For you and I. So we have to give our first fruit offering, our tithe, in much what? The same way as God gave Jesus to us first. Am I communicating? Before we see the blessing of God, we need to give in faith. You see, that is why people pay tithe, or people give, they sow seed and not in faith, and they don't reap, and they blame it on the church. Because it's a principle of what? Of faith. Am I communicating? Even before you will criticize Jesus and you will mock him, still God gave Jesus to us in faith. Am I communicating? So that is why when you are giving, you have to give what? In what? In faith. Am I communicating? Somebody say faith. Say faith. So God gave Jesus in faith that he might be the firstborn among what? Many brethren. Am I communicating? Firstborn among what? Many brethren. Even when we were sinners, yet God gave Jesus to us. Even when we will mock him, God gave what? Jesus to us. Look at somebody say, he gave Jesus to me first. So in that case, God knew the principle of what? Of the first. God knew what? The principle of what? Of the first. Listen, I'm teaching you something and I want to believe God that whilst I'm done, some of you, this year, I'm saying again, this year, there will be financial abundance. Hallelujah. And whilst we, after this, and whilst we go to our class 201, our pastors will give you practical ways to be able to double your money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I need God to be first in my life. Hallelujah. So, have you ever wondered how God could justify taking the lives of Egypt's firstborn? How God could justify that? You see, in the final plague, when we read the Bible, most of us have read it in Sunday school, that the firstborns of the Egyptians, they died. Am I communicating? It is because the firstborns, they belong to God. He has the legal right for everything that is first. Somebody say legal right. He has what? The legal right of everything that is what? That is first. Am I communicating? So the firstborn, it belongs to what? It belongs to God. And God, having that legal right, was able to what? Take the firstborns of what? Of the Egyptians. Am I communicating? But the firstborn in Israel, they did not die that night. Why? Because they were redeemed. Why were they redeemed? They were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, you are not following. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't worry, we'll have it in our class 201. So we'll break it down so you understand. Hallelujah. Some of you, I can see from your face, you are getting confused. Amen. So when you realize that the Israelites, after they dumped the hyssop in the blood, they put it on the doorpost so that when the angel of death is passing and sees the blood of the Lamb that was redeemed for you, the angel will pass. And can you imagine, like me, I'm standing by my doorpost and I dip my hyssop. Hyssop is the plant, like that. And I dip my hyssop in the blood of the Lamb. And that is the first lamb from the ewe. And then I dip it like that. And then I put it there. Left. Right. And I put on top. So you can imagine when you put on top, the one that is on top will now drip down. And it looks like a cross. Am I communicating? So when the angel passed by, he saw the lamp that will be slain for you and I. That's why the Bible says that the blood of Jesus, it speaks what? Better than the blood of Abel. Somebody say, God has a legal right. Say, he has a legal right. You see, it's very important because God does not joke with anything that has to do with what? The first. So the principle about, or the principle of first fruit, is very, very powerful. Am I communicating? And I have heard it said, I mean, it's a cliche in town, and people say that the first thing given is never lost. Have you heard that before? The first thing given is what? Pastor, you are smiling. I love the way you are smiling. Today, I want to be relaxed, you know? Yeah. The first thing given what is never what? Look at somebody and say, the first thing given is never lost. Hallelujah. And any first thing that's not given is always lost. It's something as a cliche. Am I communicating? In other words, what we give to God, we don't lose it. What we give to God, we don't what? We don't lose it. Because God will do what? He'll redeem it for us. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. You see, the Bible says that for whoever wants to save his life, he will what? He will lose it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25. But whosoever loses his life for me will what? Will find it. You see, nothing given to God will be waste. No. Am I communicating? Nothing given to God will what? Will be waste. Some years ago, my family, we decided to buy, I don't remember the number, but these chairs, many of them for our mother church. These chairs. And then we're using some other chairs. We decided to buy with another family. We put our money together and we bought it. And we said, listen, whilst we're giving, we know at that time things were tough. But we said, listen, we are giving this thing to God. It will never be waste. Can you imagine that God has blessed us so much that in that same time, God did miracles for us? One day, a woman just entered our tabernacle, beautiful tabernacle, city of his presence, once or Yarifa, and said, you know what? I'll buy some of these chairs for you. Everything given to God, especially the first thing given, is never lost. Look at somebody, say it's never lost. Say it's never lost. So Jesus said that whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses it for me will what? Will find it. So the first belongs to God. Look at somebody, tap the person's hand gently. Say the first belongs to God. Say the first belongs to God. So we find this principle all through God's word. We can give our first to God, even our time, our finances, our tithe and everything. Are you understanding me? It's not only your money, but your time. Everything first belongs to God. You see, there are some people that says that, you know what, the week starts on Friday because I have to chase money. Money has become what? Your first. Am I communicating? Money has become what? Your first. Some people don't see. You see, that is why it's very important that the first day of the week, which is Sunday, as we are beginning like that, you give what? Your first to God. So if I give my first to God, God redeems what? It for me. Are you understanding me? So everything I go through in life, as I give him the first, imagine, I give him the first of my of the week to him. It means that if there is something that will happen within the week, because I have given my first to him, if I lose something within the week, he will find it for me. I give him my first. It's very important. You see? You see, some look at somebody say spiritual things are deep. You see, that is why this year I want, stay with me. I'm saying that people's money will double. Stay with me. Some of these things, if you are not taught, you will never know. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? Oh, Jesus, have mercy. The first portion is the redemptive portion. In other words, God is saying that, listen, give me the first and I'll redeem the rest for you. It's mercy. Give me what? The first and I will redeem the rest. And he said, woman first, man, I touch man. And I touch man, I will handle it for you. Are you understanding me? Give me the first and I'll what? I redeem what? The rest for you. Am I communicating? So if you are here, you are that type of person that says that, you know what? The first part of my week is about money. No. Some says that, you know what? The first part of my week is that I need to party. I need to have a good time. No. It's like giving your first fruit to recreation. Am I communicating? That's what you are doing. That's why it's very important that you don't joke with your Sundays. Somebody say, don't joke with your Sundays. You see, that's why the enemy knows about this thing. You see? And therefore, a do Sunday, I see if he has what a goose. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. In Yano, I'll see Debbie. And sorry. You are giving your first fruit to a creation. Am I communicating? I've heard somebody say, I get a job. They say, they give me the job. They say that for the whole year, you miss your Sunday. Or say, whole year at the end of the year. Am I communicating? I'll look for another job. The whole year. They say, you can't be in church. I say, fine. Somebody say the first is very important. I know some people that I say that they've decided and say that, you know what? When people even call them, say, Sunday, give your first to God. They say, yeah, Sunday, they're normal. Listen, these are mysteries in the kingdom. Mysteries. Mysteries in the kingdom. And that's why the kingdom of darkness has camouflaged and looked at this in a way. And demonically using it to help people, which at the end of the day, it leads to damnation. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Somebody say the first belongs to God. Say the first of the first belongs to God. Not only does the firstborn belong to God, but first fruit belongs to Him as well. And somebody says that what is a first fruit is different from a tithe. Hallelujah. I want to drum it so you get it. Tell somebody a first fruit is different from a tithe. Hallelujah. You see, although both of them are offerings to God, the first fruit are giving, or you are giving the best in the beginning. Please write it down. You are giving the best in what? In the beginning. Am I communicating? You are giving what? The best word in the beginning. So a tithe is a small percent or portion of the total. But my first fruit, I'm giving the best in what? In the beginning. So a large difference between the two of the first fruit has to be given at the start and from what? The best. At what? The start and what? And from the best. Am I communicating? In Exodus chapter 23, we read that the first of the fruit, 23:19, put it there, Exodus 23:19, the first of the first fruit of your land shall bring into the house of your God. Is it there? Can we read together, church? It says what? Bring what? So if you read a verse, it goes on further and it says that the first of your first fruit that God wants. That means that the last of your first fruit is not what? Acceptable. It's not even first in the first place. You might say it's first. The last is not what? Acceptable. It is what? The first. Somebody say the first. So read that verse again and he said, the first of the first fruit of your land shall bring into the house of your Lord. Now, do you remember the account of the fall of Jericho? Do you remember the account? The account of the fall of Jericho in the book of Joshua, it recalls that the Israelites were not to keep any of the spoils of Jericho. The Lord said, all the spoils of Jericho is mine. Any jewelry, anything that you find is mine. And there was this man called Achan. Achan decided to steal some. Hallelujah. You see, when God said that the first is mine, is what? Is mine. He says that the silver, the gold, everything what? Is mine. It was the first fruit here. Look at somebody say, Nyankopon fa first in the agro. So God is saying that, he says that man of God, he's saying that woman of God, he's saying my sister, my brother, he says that bring all the silver and gold from Jericho into my house and then you can have what? The rest. Am I communicating? He's saying, he didn't say that conquer 10 cities and give me all. No. He's saying that the tenth of it, what? Give me what? All. Give me the best of it. Don't give me inkasi. Give me what? The best. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. I've seen people when they dash their money and it's fresh note, they say, I want to bring it to the house. Can I have a witness? Why? Can I have a witness here? Hallelujah. For that fresh note, they will not fold it or break it or nothing. they will put it in their bag and say, this is, why is it that that fresh note, you want to bring it to the house of God? Oh, come on, talk back to me. Is what? Ah, so your spirit can testify that the first belongs what? To God. Am I communicating? Am I teaching? Hallelujah. So the Lord says that bring it what to my house. But when you have one person that decide that I want to disregard the instruction, give me Joshua 6:19. Some of you are looking at me like it's not there. Give me Joshua 6:19. Hallelujah. Amen. Joshua 6:19. One man decided to disregard the what? The instruction. One man. He says what? All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into what? His treasury. His treasury is his house. Am I communicating? He says that it must go what? Into what? His house. So he's saying that, listen, think about that. When the spoils are given to God, they were consecrated. Think about it. When the spoil, God, what? He consecrated. Am I communicating? He's saying that when you give me your first, I consecrate the rest for you. I consecrate the rest for you. Am I communicating? So some parents will say, Lord, I give you my firstborn. It's a principle. Somebody says it's a principle. Say it's a principle. So it's very important because God says that, listen, bring it to my house. But a man took on himself and said that, you know what, I don't care. For me, I will take some. No, it doesn't work like that. Am I communicating? So there are many blessings that go along with what? With the principle of the first. And there are many blessings that go along with what? With tithing. Am I communicating? And one thing is that when you honor the principle, you activate some blessings in your life. Am I communicating? You do what? You activate what? Blessings in your life. So he's saying that the first portion, look at somebody, say the first portion. Say the first portion. It's the portion that redeems the rest. Am I communicating? The first, it does what? It redeems what? The rest. When you give me the first and the best of what? Of yours in the starting of the year, I redeem them. So you see somebody say that, I don't know, man of God, how I survive. Because I gave what? My first to him. He took care of the rest. Look at somebody, say it's a principle. Say it's a principle. So he's saying that the first portion, it carries what? Blessing. Am I communicating? The first portion, it what? It carries blessing. Hallelujah. What does the Bible teach us about? Since I'm on first fruit, let me go about tithe. Amen. Listen, I'm saying this year your money will double. Derry, this year your money will double. You will testify. Hallelujah. Amen. Whilst I'm talking about giving the first and the best in the start of the year, let me tell you, how about tithe? Amen. Because somebody say, Reverend, you are telling me you should give me the best. How about the tithe? Hallelujah. First fruit and tithe is not the same. Hallelujah. What does the Bible talk about tithing? And there are so many arguments and all that. You know, now there's so many teachings going along around, and you have some believers in the house that say that, for me, I don't believe in city of his presence, we believe in tithing. I am a tither, I am a strong tither. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. What does the Bible teach us about tithing? Tithing is a simple word that means 10%. Your pastors will give you more details when we have our community meetings. Hallelujah. The tithe is simply what? The 10%. That is all that it means. The 10%. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not 20%. It's not 1%. Look at somebody. It's not 20. It's not 1%. Why are you not saying it? Are you a suspect? Hallelujah. Say, it's not 20. It's not 1%. It's not 5%. It's not 2%. It's not minus 1%. It's 10%. Look at somebody, say it's 10%. Hallelujah. It's 10%. And Why did God choose 10%? I don't have the slightest idea. Am I teaching? I don't have a slightest idea. Why God chose what? 10%. I don't know. He could have said 50%. He could have said 60. He could have said that, listen, give me 70. Or you give me 90 and leave on 10. But I don't know why he chose 10. But if that's what God says, then I'm going to do it. Look at somebody, say, I'm going to do it. Say, I'm going to do it. So tithing means the first 10% I make, it goes back to God. The first 10% I make, it goes what? Back to God. Hallelujah. If I make one CD, how much goes to God? 10%. Do I have mathematicians here? Hallelujah. So if I make what? One CD, how much goes to God? Hallelujah. If I make 10 CD, how much goes to God? So if I make 100 million, how much goes to God? You see that one? You can't say it. Because you look at it, you are mentioning one CD, five CD. But when I say 100 million, you... Someone say, ay, 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 ay. Or hold somebody's hand, shake it small, say, ay, 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 ay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is tight. If I make 100 CD, 10 CDs goes what? It goes to the Lord. And that is tight. Tight isn't 1%, it's not 5%, it's not 50, it's what? 10 what? Percent. Hallelujah. If you are led by revelation to give more, it's a personal revelation. Am I communicating? It's a personal revelation. Some say that, listen, I want to give more than 10%. It's a personal revelation. You can do that. But tithe is not 1%. It's not 2%. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. It's not 1%. It's not what? 2%. It's what? 10%. So what is the difference between a tithe and an offering? A tithe is giving the first 10% of my income. The first what? 10% what? Of my income. An offering is anything I give in addition to my tithe. Is anything I give what in what addition to my what to my tithe? And I've taught you, the first belongs what to God. Am I communicating? So it's not an offering until I have given what my tithe. If I haven't tithe and I give my money, that's not an offering. That's what I owe God. Some say I give my offering. You owe God. Look at somebody. How many years have you owed God? Hallelujah. Slap somebody high five. Say, I'm sure you owe him. I don't know, but I'm sure. Hallelujah. Some of you, if God open your tithe book, he'll begin to mark you wrong, 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 wrong. Hallelujah. But this year, I will teach you, God will double your finances. Amen. 8 reasons why I should tithe. I'll give you maybe about 3 because of time, and then we'll pray and close. 8 reasons why I should tithe. You say, Pastor, I can't afford to tithe too. For me, I want to tell you clearly, as I can say it, for me, I can't afford to tithe. If you can't afford not to, because you want God bless, you don't want God blessing on your life. Am I communicating? If you want God blessing on your finances, if you want God blessing on your education, if you want God blessing on your relationship, if you want God blessing on your business, you have to what? You have to tithe. Hallelujah. If you want to God to bless your marriage, you put him what? First. Now that's the principle. You put him what? First. Am I communicating? If you want God bless your career, even some of you parent here, you want God to bless you as parent, give you parental skills, you have to what? Give him what? The first. Am I communicating? And the Bible says that seek ye first what? The kingdom of God. So if you want God to bless you financially, you have to put him first in your life. Am I communicating? Some of you, apart from your tithe, God is never first in your life. I'm telling you, when they put two things, you have to choose. You tell God, God, you are how do footballers call it? The reserve players or substitute, yeah? Yeah. Hallelujah. God, you are substitute. Wait for me. Let me go and come. When I come, I put you on board. I change and then you come. God is never first in your life. Somebody say, I want to make God first. Say, I want to make God first. So if you want God to bless you, you have to understand and put him what? First in your life. He has to be my number one. Hallelujah. There is a musician said, a girl is my number one. Say, God has to be my number one. Look at somebody, say, God is my number one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another reason, because God commands it. Hallelujah. Because what? God what? Commands it. Amen. Because God commands what? He commands it. And over in scripture, God tells us that the first 10% of all that I make is God's what? Money. You see, I give it back to him for three reasons. Out of gratitude for the past, out of faith in the future, and a sign that he's the number one in my life, I give to him. How many of you are not grateful to God for what he's done for you? Am I communicating? So anytime that I come to him, and even on Sunday I come to worship, it's a way to tell him that, Lord, you are first in my life. Listen, if I don't need to speak to anybody about it, just on Sunday worshiping him is just telling him that, God, you are what? You are first in my life. How many of you will covenant and say, I will never miss Sundays till the end of the year? Unless maybe some serious duty that takes you away. I know some of you are looking at me and say, Reverend, this one, that I won't raise my hand. I'm in the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 27 verse 30. It says that 10%, give me the CEV version. CEV version. Put it there for me if you have it. CEV. Leviticus 27:30. It says that 10% of everything, your harvest is holy and belongs what? To me. So the question is that, am I robbing God or I'm giving my first 10 back to him? Because it all came from him in the first place. It all came from him in the first place. So number one, God what? He commands it. God commands it. Am I communicating? Number two, because Jesus commands it. Write it. Because Jesus, number one, God commands it. Number two, because Jesus commands it. You know, I've actually heard people say, well, tithing is in the Old Testament. Can I have a witness here? Can I have a witness here? And anybody who says that has not read the Bible, because tithing is taught through the entire scripture. In fact, Jesus commended tithing. Jesus himself, he commended what? Tithing. Matthew chapter 23 verse 23. Jesus said this, talking about the Pharisees. And he says that, the TLB version, if you have a TLB version, it says that, yes, you should tithe. Is it there? You have the TLB version? TLB. Jesus says that, he says, yes, you should what? You should tithe. Matthew 22:23. He says, yea, woe upon you Pharisees and other hypocrite, for you tithe down to the last mint. He says, for what? You what? You tithe. So it means that they did what? They did tithe. And Jesus commends them on that. He says that, and you mean minimum yadrin, we dear minimum yadrin. Hallelujah. Jesus commends them. Jesus applauds them. Jesus said, no, you are doing well. You do good. He says, yes, you should tithe, because you shouldn't leave the more important things what undone. Am I communicating? So he said that you should tithe. Underline that word. You should tithe. Or write it down. You should tithe. He says, for you tithe. For what? You what? You tithe. Hallelujah. For you what? You what? You tithe. Amen. It says that you should tithe, but you shouldn't leave the more important what things undone. But you should what? Tithe. Look at somebody, you should tithe. Look at somebody, say, last year, I know you didn't do well. You didn't give your best in the year as your first fruit to God. As I speak now, your mind changed, but the Lord has spoken to you, so your heart is changing. Can you give a better clap offering unto Jesus? So he's saying that there are important things there. He's saying that there are important things, Mrs. The Lord said there are important things. I say that it's very important, for even the Pharisees, they were tithers. Hallelujah. So Jesus commended them. Number three, tithing demonstrates that God has the first place in my life. Number three, tithing demonstrates that God has the first place in my life. Your pastors will, in your community level, will give you further details in our class 201. It's going to be beautiful. Hallelujah. So we are saying that it is the physical expression that he really is number one. So we look at this verse earlier, Deuteronomy 14:23. Give me the TLB version. It says that the purpose of tithing is to teach you always to put God first in your lives. Somebody say, he is my number one. Say, he is my number one. Number four, tithing reminds me that everything I have was given to me by God. Tithing reminds me that everything I have was given to me, what? By God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 14:23. It says that, bring this tithe to eat before the Lord your God at the place he shall choose as his what? His sanctuary. It says that this applies to your tithe of grain, new wine, olive oil, and the firstborn of your flocks and herds. The purpose of tithing is to teach you always to put what? God what? First word in your what? In your life. Hallelujah. Number four, I'm saying that tithing reminds us that everything I have is given to me what? By God. Give me Deuteronomy 8:18 quickly, please. Quickly, please. Let me run this thing through quickly. Deuteronomy 8:18. It says that, but remember the Lord your God, for he is, or for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. So if any man can give you the ability, this year, I say your finances will double. Hallelujah. I speak upon God's word. You see, he is the one that gives you the ability to what? To produce. Listen, I'm not talking about riches, I'm talking about wealth. Hallelujah. Where you get to a place and your businesses across the cities, they work for you. Am I communicating? How many of you want to believe God that God will bless you, you will employ people? Oh, Jesus. Number five. Okay, you have the scripture there. Let's read together. Deuteronomy 8:18, NIV. Okay. It says that word. And so confirms his what? His covenant. Why does he confirm his covenant? Because he told Abraham. He says that I will make you what? And he says that your stars, you cannot even count them. Am I communicating? You can't even count them. I'll make you wealthy. I'll make you wealthy. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Each of you, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17, number 5. Tithing expresses my gratitude to God. Tithing expresses my gratitude to God. When Abraham was struggling with bread giving, the Lord said, I'll make you the father of many nations. He will always remember his covenant. Am I communicating? He will always remember. 5. Tithing expresses my gratitude to God. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Let's read together. It says what? Each of you, Oh, come on quickly, please. Proportion what? To the way the Lord God what? Has what? Has blessed you. So if I make a lot, I give a lot. Look at somebody. If I make a lot, I give a lot. Why are you not smiling? Amen also. If I make a lot, I do what? I give a lot. It says, if I make a little, I give what? A little. Listen, let nobody squeeze your hand. Hallelujah. So, it's just the same proportion. It's 10% that God tells me to give. In Psalm 116 verse 12, put it there for me. The Bible says, I don't have time, let me read. The Bible says that, how can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? How can I repay? I can only repay the Lord if I give him what? Gratitude. If I give him what? Gratitude. I can only repay the Lord if I give him what? My what? My gratitude. Number six, quickly, let's take it. It says that, number six, God says that refusing to tithe is stealing from him. Refusing to tithe is stealing from him. Somebody say stealing from him. Now, I didn't make that up. God says it in the Bible. It says in Malachi chapter 3 verse 8, God says that, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. Look at somebody say you rob God. I want you to ask a personal question to somebody. Have you robbed God before? Oh, come on, let give a response. Have you robbed God before? Let's be practical here. Have you robbed God many times, right? Yeah, City of Spirit, we are real people. In 2024, may you not rob God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It says, how do we rob God? It says, in tithe and what? An offering. It says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in what? In my house. Now, what is storehouse? And I've taught that some time ago. It's the house of God. Am I communicating? The storehouse is the temple. It's the place where you worship. The tithe goes to the house of worship as an act of what? Of worship. You don't tithe to charity. No. Some say, I pay my tithe to charity. It's not the house of God. It's not a place of worship. Am I communicating? Some say, I pay my tithe to my cousin. It's not the house of God. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Am I communicating? Some say, I pay my tithe to DHL. DHL is not, it's not the house of God. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? You don't tithe to your cousin. You don't tithe to DHL. You don't tithe to ABCD company. You tithe it to what? To the house of God. Somebody say tithe to the house of God. So the tithe goes to what? To the storehouse. You bring it as a gift, what? In worship, as an act of worship to the house of worship. He says though, in Malachi 3 verse 8 to 10, and this is pretty strong. I see that it's really, really strong. But exactly what God says, the Bible says that when I use God's money to pay my bills, I am robbing God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sidney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.